program, and if you'd like to call in, here's that call-in number, 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. Okay, we're going to go right now to our callers on the line here. I'm going to go to David in Massachusetts. Brother David, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack?
Yes, brother.
Jack, can you hear me okay?
You're fading in and out real bad.
Oh. Is that better?
Well, I can hear you now.
Yeah, let me hang on for a sec, Jack. Let me sit. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get in a better spot here.
Okay.
How's this now? Is this better?
That's better, brother, but I'm hearing a lot of static on the phone.
Let me see here, Jack. I have a new phone, Jack. How's this? Is this any better?
Well, there's still static on it, but I can hear you, brother.
Oh. Okay.
A lot of noise on that phone.
A lot of wind.
Oh, yeah,
noise.
The wind is blowing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. That's what we're hearing, the wind noise.
Oh. Let me see here. If I let me step out of the wind here. Okay. Now, let's see. Now, is this any better, Jack?
That's better, brother.
Oh, okay. Jack, listen. I was in church, okay? And I was praying, I spent hours and hours in churches seeking after the Lord, waiting for the Lord to speak to me, Jack, you know?
Yes.
And this is what the Lord began speaking to me the other day, Jack, when I was in church. I'd been in church for several hours. You know, I pray and I read and I might take a little nap and I go back, read some more, pray some more. You know, I spend hours and hours seeking the Lord. But this is what he said to me. He said, the great global super Satan has nothing but contempt for the American people. And the Lord told me that the great global super Satan has contempt for the U.S. Constitution. And the Lord said to me, the great global super Satan looks upon our U.S. Constitution as just a goddamn scrap of paper. And I said, hey, Lord, where have I heard that before? He says, yeah, that's right. He told me that George W. Bush was just filled with the unholy spirit, Jack. That George W. Bush was filled with the great global super Satan's unholy spirit when he cursed
that
Constitution. When he murmured those evil, cynical words that our U.S. Constitution is just a goddamn scrap of paper.
That's right.
Jack.
That's what George W. Bush said.
And you know, the Lord, this is what the Lord said to me, Jack. He says, you know, Dave, this is what he calls me. He says, real, real intimately, Jack. He just says, you know, Dave, he says, your country, he says, America and the American people, they are no longer a nation under the rule of law. And so I said to him, well, Lord, I know they're no longer a nation under the rule of law. Well, what are they then, Lord? He says, America and Americans now have become a nation under the rule of outlaws. In other words, Jack, we're not under the rule of law, Jack. We're under the rule of outlaws.
That's true, brother. The communists and Zionists totally control us today.
Can I hold
you? Hang on, David. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Esther estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLan program. We're going to go back to Brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David, go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. You know, Jack, it would be a very, very evil thing, Jack, if say somebody locked up in a prison cell, say an innocent man locked up in prison, you know, doing a life sentence for some rape or murder that he didn't even commit. It would be a very evil thing for even such a man as that to refer to our Constitution, that inspired document, Jack, that magnanimous, inspired document, inspired by God, written by our founding fathers and everything. If even an innocent man locked away in prison cursed it and said it was a goddamn scrap of paper, even that, Jack, would be a very evil thing for such a man to say. Just because he's in prison and innocently convicted, he shouldn't say that the Constitution is a goddamn scrap of paper. Well, how much more,
that's
Jack?
Right.
Here's the President of the United States, okay, calling our U.S. Constitution, the law of the land, a goddamn scrap of paper. Well, what that tells me, Jack, is that the Supreme Court is a court damned by God. It's not the Constitution that's a scrap of paper. It's that Supreme Court, Jack, that they also regard our Constitution as just a toilet paper, a goddamn scrap of paper. Because that Supreme... Bush should have immediately been impeached when he made that remark. But see, that Supreme Court views our Constitution as a goddamn scrap of paper, too. But I'll tell
you
what,
right,
Jack.
That's right, brother. That's right. He did say that several times.
oh, what a wicked, wicked man. Well, this is what the Lord told me, Jack. So we'll just have to stay tuned. But the Lord told me that the curse of the innocent blood of his dearly beloved son, Jesus Christ, abides upon George Bush's head. And the Lord told me the curse of Christ is on that district of devils. Down there in Washington District of Devils. The Lord told me the curse of Jesus Christ, the innocent blood of the curse of the innocent blood of Jesus Christ is on the head of that damn government, that accursed government. It's not our Constitution that's accursed. It's that damn government that's accursed. And the Lord
that's
has told
true.
Me, Jack, I told you what the Lord told me a couple of months ago, Jack, how watch all these countries go down. The Lord told me the way it's going to unfold, and the operative word is unfold, because it's going to literally unfold, the future is going to unfold, is in unravel. All the nations around the world that have allied with this great global super Satan, watch them go down, Jack, one by one by one. Even Ireland, and what? And it's going to get worse, Jack, but every nation that has allied itself, all the allies of evil, first they're going to go down, one by one by one. But then the grand finale, Jack, is when this great global super Satan is going down, too. This wicked evil nation under that's totally possessed by the great global super Satan's unholy spirit. They're so proud, Jack, and they've exalted themselves against everything that is called holy and against everything that is worshipped. They're just like Lucifer. That Washington D.C. Jack is just like Lucifer. Just like Lucifer, that they've ascended to the throne of heaven. That they're God
they
now.
Sure are.
We don't. Yeah, Jack. You know they don't let us pay our 10% tithe to our church. They're withholding tax. You know they take way more than the first 10% of our income and everything. And see, that's their perverse way of proving that they're God, that the government
that's
is
right.
God. That's the communist form of government where they steal God's tithe from the people. They withhold it before the people
that's
can give.
That's what we've got today,
God,
Brother
first,
David. We've got a communist system out of Washington District of criminals.
Well, Jack,
yeah.
The Lord God's going to fight for us, Jack, because the Lord God, the clear word, Jack, is all the nations that ally themselves with evil, all the allies of evil, all these nations that have allied themselves with this great global super Satan, they're going to go down one by one by one. And then the Lord is going to be glorified when this great global super Satan goes down, Jack.
That's right.
That's going to have to be done by human hands, Jack. You know, this great global super Satan. I know they have super computers and super satellites and super submarines and super colliders and super secret satanic societies and super secret archives. They got the Super Bowl. They've told all these women that they're superwoman, that they're super mom, that they don't need dad. Just stab dad in the back, kill your baby. You're superwoman. You're super mom. They make a big deal out of the Super Bowl. Everything is super, 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 Jack. But what's going to happen is this great global super Satan is going to descend into a super hell. The gates of hell are closing down around America, Jack.
That's
and this
right.
great global
That's
super
right.
Satan is turning them going to turn this country into a super hell. So they love. They
yes.
think they're super duper.
Too bad, our.
They're not super duper
bad,
at all.
Too bad, David. Our Christians. Who are going to these social clubs every Sunday and playing rock music and dancing don't come out of those churches and stand up for Jesus Christ again instead of their government pastors and their government churches that they're bowing down to.
Yeah, Jack, you know, Jack, part and parcel of this, too, is this judgment comes, Jack, of course, we're right on the verge, Jack. You know, of the mark of the beast, the great
yeah.
global super Satan's the great global super Satan's antichrist beast system. And what that involves is, see, the Jewish Messiah, Jack. The Jews are waiting
uh-huh.
for their Messiah. Well, of course, it's not Jesus, Jack. The Jewish Messiah is not Jesus. Jesus
That's
said,
right.
Yeah, Jesus clearly said, unless you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, you are none of mine. You are none of mine. So we know the Jewish people are. Jesus is the Christian Messiah, Jack, and the good Jewish people, Jack, the good Jewish people who have received the true Jewish Messiah, they're hidden within the body of Christ. See, there's neither Jew nor Gentile in the body of Christ. All the good Jewish people have already come into the body of Christ. They're hidden within the body of Christ. What you have over
in Israel
is that synagogue of Satan, and they're waiting to receive the son of Satan, Jack, as their Messiah. The Bible clearly reveals that this Jewish Messiah that's coming, that these Jewish people are going to receive. Can you believe, it's incomprehensible to me, Jack, that these Jewish people reject such a wonderful person as Jesus, and yet they're actually going to receive the son of Satan as their Messiah. I mean, and yet that's what the Bible clearly teaches.
Well, Brother David, remember, the Catholic Church teaches them that they don't need Jesus Christ to go to heaven, and John Hagee, the number one anti-Semite in the world, teaches them too. John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee, tells them that they don't need Jesus Christ to go to heaven either. So those are the lies out of the pits of hell.
Oh, yeah, right, Jack. Yeah, you know, I tell these Catholics, Jack, that this blessed perpetual virgin, Blessed Mother Mary, I tell her that she's the counterfeit. She's Satan's counterfeit, the real perpetual virgin.
Is.
The real perpetual virgin, Jack, is that blessed virgin, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the blessed virgin, not Mary. Mary and Joseph had a beautiful family. Mary had lovely children. She's not a perpetual virgin, but Jesus Christ is a perpetual virgin. He's the holy,
blessed,
perpetual virgin, and he's who we should keep our eyes on. He's who we should listen to. And so these Catholics, they better start praying to Jesus, because he's the blessed virgin Jesus.
Okay, brother. I've got to go on to other callers, David.
Okay, Jack. The Lord loves you very, very much, Jack. I want you to know that.
God bless you, David. The Lord loves you too, brother. God bless you. Take care.
So long for now, Jack.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Brother John in Ohio. Brother John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, hello. That's the first time I've listened to your program, and I'd like to say that if some people wanted to read some of the information that you had, quoting some of those articles, they could check out WSWS.org, that's WSWS.org, or globalresearch.ca. And
yes.
These people, like Ray McGovern, a former briefer of presidents and a 27-year veteran analyst for the Central Intelligence Agency at the highest level, are pointing out that all of these wars are based on lies. But I do have...
They've been based on lies from the First World War forward.
Yes. But I do have a difference with you, because I think these people... are very well informed, but when you quote them, you can't insert words into their quotes, because they do not say this. I've read their articles. They do not preface the word Israel with communist. They do not preface the word Zionist with communist. And these people.
That's right. They don't.
They
That's
don't.
Right. I add those words.
Yes, and I think you're wrong to do that, because. WSWS.org, for instance, is both a Marxist and a Trotskyite organization. They absolutely hate these wars. They hate both the Democrats and the Republicans. They hate Obama and Bush precisely because they're rabid anti-communists. The Zionists, for instance, came out of an anti-communist movement that collaborated with Hitler, contrary to all of their propaganda about being interested in saving the Jews. They collaborated with Hitler against the communist-led and leftist-led resistance against Hitler, because they were anti-communist, just like Hitler was anti-communist. So I think, we've got to get rid of these kinds of boogeymen. We spent 50 years, really about 80 years, with the boogeyman of anti-communism justifying the Vietnam War, the Korean War, all of these coups around the world, killing millions of people based on this phony anti-communism. Now they're doing the same thing with the anti-terrorist boogeyman, which is really a CIA operation. Al-Qaeda
John,
is really central.
John, can you hold on, brother?
Sure.
We're
going
to go to a break, and we'll be right back with John in Ohio. Okay.
skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to John in Ohio. John in Ohio, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Yes, Jack, as I was saying, I think it's improper to insert the word communist, and really totally falsely, but it's also academically improper. Insert the word communist before the word Israel is mentioned or Zionism is mentioned or the people in this government, all of which are anti-communist, totally anti-communist, have nothing to do with supporting communism. In fact, as I mentioned, WSWS.org is a communist organization, a Trotskyist organization, and they have had just fierce condemnations of the leaders of this government, including the Democrats, Republicans, Bush and Obama, for their warmongering and their imperialist stooging for Wall Street and the military-industrial complex, the oil corporations, and these mad Kissinger-type strategists who have these plans, along with Zbigniew Brzezinski, both of whom advise the Democrats and Republicans, for a world order based on something even beyond what Hitler was dreaming about. And we see that being carried out in one country after another by these anti-communist Bush and Obama types of stooges for Wall Street and this imperialist world order, from Afghanistan to Pakistan to Yemen to now Libya, with plans that they stated long before this attack on Libya, the Project for a New American Century, which included so-called Democrats and Republicans, way back in the 90s, talked about their plan for taking over the entire world because the Soviet Union had capitulated or dissolved, and they saw this as a golden opportunity for the United States to militarily and economically and politically dominate the world, starting with the countries they mentioned, Afghanistan and Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, they mentioned, Pakistan, and also to prevent China from succeeding in its diplomacy of giving legitimate trade deals with countries around the world that would give them access to oil in exchange for them giving technicians and materials and infrastructure building, which is perfectly legitimate. They said, we can't allow this to happen, so we've got to attack all the countries where China is making deals with to prevent these kinds of fair trade deals that were mutually beneficial to China and these countries. But the United States, being totally hollowed out by all of this offshoring to these low-wage countries, only has nothing to compete with along a legitimate way. All it has is the most powerful military in the history of the world to smash and grab, invade, occupy, and destroy, and do it in all in the name of a sickening, nauseating humanitarian cover. Wherever they do this, it's always where we love the people so much, that's why we're going to bomb them. To protect them from the bad guys, and we're the bad guys. And as I mentioned, both of the Democrats and Republicans stated these plans long before 9/11. They're using that as their pretext, and they wrote it in the new Project for a New American Century. But
before that, brother, Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, who wrote Morals and Dogma, went to a World Communist Zionist Congress in 1896. And described the First World War perfectly, the Second World War perfectly, and the Third World War perfectly of what's going on. So these wars have all been planned out, brother, every one of them.
Well, I do believe
by
that
the communist Zionists in this country,
world. Again, I have to differ with you because These plotters are fundamentally anti-communist, and even the guys like Wolfowitz and Pearl, some say that they started out when they were in college flirting with Trotskyism, but others pointed out that's a long time ago. They're totally anti-communist the rest of their career, and most said that they were actually police agents that were infiltrating that political tendency and were actually working for the government. So even
I don't believe that, Brother John, because Obama Nation is a communist Muslim, and he's working 100% for the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations, and his duty is to put us under a communist system here in this nation.
Well, I don't
and
believe that at
very,
all.
He's doing a very good job of doing that.
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations is fundamentally anti-communist, you know, Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. Look at Zbigniew Brzezinski, a director, along with David Rockefeller of these Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. He is an absolute rabid anti-Soviet throughout the Soviet Union's existence. He was the one who started Al-Qaeda when he was the National Security Advisor under Jimmy Carter. He bragged about it back in 2000 in the top French magazine, that he thought it was a great idea because it was a great way to destroy the Soviet Union, bankrupt them by attacking them first, contrary to our propaganda. We started that war. We destroyed a government in Afghanistan by funding the Al-Qaeda and Mujahideen types of most backward fundamentalists with billions of dollars of weapons and training and Stinger missiles to attack Afghanistan, which was trying to modernize, and to bring the Soviets in to destroy the Soviet Union. So
okay, John,
anti-Soviet.
John, I've got to go to other callers, brother.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. God bless you, John. Thanks for calling in, brother, and for being an activist. I disagree with a lot of what John said, folks, because our nation is being put under a communist system today by the powers that be. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Brother Ken?
Yep, you're back, Jack.
Okay. Brother Ken in Virginia, are you there?
Hello, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here, brother.
Okay. This past week, Virginia Tech was fined $55,000 by the U.S. Department of Education for failing to adequately protect their students in the April 2007 massacre of 33 students by this Korean Cho, who was a student there, was under mind control. And now the parents of the victims are not satisfied, and I'm not satisfied, because it was criminal negligence on the part of Dr. Steger, the president of Virginia Tech, that he did not close the campus down after they had two murders, which they all knew about. The police, the campus police, had found these two bodies on campus, and they waited 2 hours and 15 minutes after they found these bodies before closing the campus down, which was, and if they had closed it down at that time, these 33 students would not have been murdered. Now, this Cho, he was not just mad at an English teacher who was giving him bad marks. He was under mind control. Now, there's no...
There's no government media in Virginia
which has discussed the subject of mind control, even though this controversy has been going on for almost 2 years now, and the parents in there are absolutely right. They think that Dr. Steger is negligent. What happened was there had been a year ago a murder on campus, and after that time, the FBI was said, "Well, we're going to protect the campus in cases of murder like this, and we're going to investigate, and don't do anything until we get involved." The campus police were really angry that they were not permitted to follow up on the initial murders of these two people and wait around. Even public schools in Blacksburg, they closed their schools down an hour before even the university did. They, in other words, to let people come in and out of the campus, they, of course, they have gates and everything, and they could have closed them down. So, but on the mind control, this is, I think all of your listeners know that the United States and all governors today have trained assassins that they want to bump off people like Castro or Mugabe or other people that the government doesn't like if it's a serious situation. I mean, United Kingdom, Israel, Italy, Soviet Union, China, everyone has trained assassins. Interpol knows this, and United States would be remiss if they didn't have them. And these people are trained at certain sites under the most highly qualified people, sites like MIT, Carnegie Mellon, Caltech, Virginia Tech, which is one of the, these are the top technical universities, and they have brilliant people that are employed at these universities. And at Virginia Tech, they have, and this was brought out on the Alex Jones program, and many of the listeners don't know this, but Matt Kazee, who was a student there, brought out that there is a underground laboratory 5,000 feet below the surface of the ground at Blacksburg, Virginia, where Virginia Tech is located. And they have all kinds of facilities there and trained people to put these susceptible students under mind control and let them have them carry out. Now, their orders are, and there was a movie, Conspiracy Theory, which was absolutely true, that portrayed the situation. Dr. Louis Julian West, and you can look him up in Wikipedia, and he was one of the foremost promoters of mind control of individuals, and he was McVeigh's physician when McVeigh was in prison for the Oklahoma bombing. Of course, McVeigh didn't have anything to do with the bombing, but he was charged with it, and West was his physician. So they trigger, they give this person a trigger, and then they to go out and kill people, whoever they direct them to trigger to kill, and then they always end by saying, okay, after you killed them, then you turn and you kill yourself. And of course, they don't tell them.
That's the government mind control. Operation Open Eyes Agent.
That's right. They've been doing
this. Is what Cho was.
They've been doing this for years now, but people don't know that that Blacksburg was one of the sites where they do the training, and so this $55,000 fine, that was the maximum that could be awarded. It was curious that it was awarded by the Department of Justice and not by the Department of it was awarded by the Department of Education rather than the Department of Justice. But at any rate,
hey, Ken, I've got to go on to other callers, brother.
All right, thanks,
appreciate
Jack.
Appreciate you calling in and sharing that great information with us. God bless you, brother. You're absolutely right. Yeah, Cho, the Chinese student down there at Virginia Tech, was a Operation Open Eyes agent, mind control assassin for the government to help us ban weapons in the hands of the public, folks. That's what they're doing all the time now. That's what they did in Fort Hood with the Major Assan. He was an Operation Open Eyes agent, mind control assassin for the government. And the two boys at Columbine High School were Operation Open Eyes agents also. And you notice they killed themselves, which is what you're supposed to do after carrying out your detailed operation. Okay? All right. Let's go now to Shelley in Texas. Shelley in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Shelley, are you there? Shelley in Texas, are you there? Are you there, Shelley? You there, Shelley? Okay, let's go on now to Frank in West Virginia. Frank in West Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Frank, are you there? Frank in West Virginia, are you there? Well, I don't know where everybody's going, brothers and sisters out there, but... Okay, let's go to Rose. She doesn't want to say where she's from, but Rose, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, sister.
This is you.
Actually, hello, Brother Jack?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, Rosie and Steve, this is Steve, your friend calling. I took the call, but we had a question about... there were a couple prophecies several years ago, Dudeman and Henry Groover, about the that said basically when the troubles get to a certain point, internal strife here in the U.S., that there would be attacks from the oceans, the submarines with the missiles, and more troops, I guess, coming in over the border. We know there are quite a few already in the country, foreign troops.
That's right.
But do you see this time perhaps kind of close? Do you think we're close to that time?
I think we are, because communist abomination right now is bringing in U.N. troops all across the nation, and Russian troops all across the nation, and Chinese troops all across the nation, to force us into a Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system in this country. So I think we're short on time, brother, and soon we'll be under military rule and be enforcing. They have 400,000 foreign troops on our military bases in the U.S. already.
Yeah.
So they're going to pull them out and have them go door-to-door and bring out the Christians and the patriots and the constitutionalists, and give you 2 minutes to give up Christ. And if you don't, they shoot you in the head out in your front yard.
Yeah. You know? I wonder if people, at least certain people, would have a chance to how would I say, you know, avoid that happening if they had some kind of warning that that was about to happen?
Well, I think the warning will be when you see the foreign troops going to your neighbors,
yeah.
You better get your guns and ammo and get ready if you're a Christian,
yeah.
Or you're a patriot or a constitutionalist, because
yeah.
Homeland insecurity now is calling patriots and constitutionalists domestic terrorists now.
Yeah. I guess we, as others have said, we need to really, whatever occurs, we need to really, I guess, spiritually speaking, get stronger, closer to the Lord as well.
Yes.
And
this is Steve talking
yeah.
for Rose.
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
and,
good.
And, yeah, it's good to call you again. We of course, we have this, so many challenges. We have this, we've seen some articles here. In fact, we have one up on the RBN site about the nuclear reactor situation, and that they've been covering up information there, and of course how badly off the situation is with the radiation coming across.
That's right. They're not going to let us know. They want us to die.
Yeah.
The communist Zionists that control our country want us to die.
Yeah.
From the radiation poisoning.
On this thing with the attacks and the troops and the missiles and such, is that, do you think that that'll be a part of the World War III that we hear about? That
according to Albert Pike, World War III must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Zionist and the Islamic world, and that's
uh-huh.
what they're building up to right now.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to destroy this country with the communist Zionist and the Islamic world. They hope to destroy America with that if the radiation poisoning doesn't do it all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want to take too much time. I just wanted to let you know about this. There was also one other thing, a website we heard of that you might want to go to. It looks like it might be good. It's on GCN. Uh-huh. Something about the doctors that don't lie. I think Dr. Wallach, I think. Maybe
yes.
That is that his website? That's his website. Doctors.
I don't know, but I knew Wallach over 10 years ago. I knew Dr. Wallach.
Uh-huh.
And he's not a liar. He's not
uh-huh.
a liar.
So I think that's his site. I was looking at
okay.
something, a note here, and I think that might be something helpful to you might want to check
okay.
out.
Uh-huh.
That's on the GCN, I believe. But
okay.
Anyway, it was good to talk with you. I just wanted to ask your opinion on a couple of those items. And
okay.
Uh-huh.
Steve, God bless you, brother.
Oh, okay. God bless you. We'll see you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, looks like Shelley is back on the line. Shelley in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer Jack McLam. Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you.
Oh, yes. Good. Well, I talked for about a minute before, and for some reason you couldn't hear me. But anyway, the original reason I called was to specify the article on McGovern. And I think the second caller answered that. He gave two websites. I haven't checked them out yet. But in the meantime, I wanted to comment on David. You can hear me, right, still?
Oh, yes, I can
okay.
hear you well.
Oh, good. David, I get angry every time he calls because he is just such... His super, super, super was hysterical, but he is always so negative with respect to women. And, you know, I am not Roman Catholic myself. I am Christian, though, and I think that David confuses spiritual equality with material equality or equality of men and women in nature. Christ spoke about the equality of men and women in God. And the Roman
right.
Catholic Church is one of the few Christian churches that celebrate the virgin, or if you don't like the term virgin, the birth of Mary to our Lord Jesus Christ. She's worshipped in the Roman Catholic Church. Most Protestant
sure
churches don't do that.
Christ is not worshipped, but Mary is.
Oh, no, I disagree with that. I don't know a whole lot. I've just begun to read about the Roman Catholic Church, and I think they've been infiltrated, and, you know, they're such an old institution that there've been ample, you know, 2,000 years to infiltrate.
Yeah.
So, but I just don't like his negativity with respect to women. I'm sure he's a very, very nice guy, but I think he is completely confusing equality of women in nature, which is communism, versus spiritual, and that from Jesus Christ we are equal, and in God. The second caller, I kind of agreed with him in terms of you inserting words, because when I hear it, you know, I'm thinking McGovern said communist. Isn't McGovern a communist himself? And that was a bit confusing. He commented, I think the key issue, regardless of, you know, the ideological label of communism, fascism, capitalism, socialism, totalitarianism, Nazism, tyranny, terrorism, whatever ideology that the international central banks cannot be served by, who don't go along with their agenda, makes that ideology a friend of the an enemy of the international banks and an enemy of ours. I really think it relates to just international banks. I mean, look at how they've hated Castro. He is communist, right? He is a communist. So capitalism, communism.
We set him up over there to be a communist nation close to the United States.
I wouldn't doubt
it. Our nation's dead.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Our nation's leaders.
Yeah, I haven't read that much history on that yet, but to me, you have to look at what the central banks want, and whatever serves their interest, it doesn't matter. And I think that all the neocons today are ex-Trotskyites, all of them. I mean, some have even confessed, like Crystal and... I'm trying to think of the other. He was prominent in the Bush administration, but most of them are ex-communists. So I think our country is turning communist. So I disagreed with with John about that, and that information on Operation Open Eyes was absolutely fascinating. And where can before I hear the break? Where can I find this McGovern article online? Is it posted on your website?
If you go to American Free Press, April 4th,
good.
You'll see Ray McGovern's article in there.
Oh, good. Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
All right.
Bless you, sister.
And you too. Thank you so
Take
very
care.
Much. Bye-bye.
God bless you
too.
You now. Take care. We'll be right back, folks.